I've just been working on a relationship with a person who is an illustrator, and he's also a naturalist, and he's going to do a series for us, online classes in how to do nature journaling. That's something we've always wanted to do, but it's really actually harder to do in the field. This gives us a really good opportunity to do that online, and then hopefully people can take those skills when they are able to get back on our walks.
Parents who are now becoming teachers at home are looking for other ways to educate their children. And a lot of that science and art can be found right in your own home or your own backyard.
That's right. And the number one place that I think everybody is finding to do that is in the kitchen. Cooking and baking, great activities for families to do together. Home projects, people are doing a lot of home projects, and it involves a lot of math in the carpentry or laying out floor tiles. Parents are learning and hopefully getting a greater appreciation for those of us that are professional educators and what we do. We do have a responsibility and role to help all of our other institutions like Children's Museum, Connor Prairie. All of them have wonderful online activities. And of note would be the Indiana State Museum has some really great things that you can make and do.
How do you think people will better appreciate art and science once we're through the worst part of the pandemic and people can start to come back together again?
We're already seeing a shift that the country is moving away from fake news. We're moving into an era where our scientists are the ones who are becoming the most respected. And we're relying on our scientists to tell us. I think whenever the president is speaking, there are scientists behind him who have the information, and people turn and look to that and they trust science, because science is so important in terms of the way it goes forward in not proving things, but in the systematic way in which it calms us and keeps us in the knowledge. The arts have always been critical, and at no time more critical now and then even after the pandemic, as a way of expressing ourselves, as a way of kind of taking ourselves into another world. And when I talk about the arts, not just visual, but write a poem, think about writing a children's book or a book that you've been wanting to write, or just a letter to somebody again. Those kinds of things really can help.
With this new resurgence and importance of science, this could be an excellent time for young people to learn about science and how accessible it is and how fun it can be.
It would be so great to imagine that the world depends and needs scientists so much. One of the things we can do through not only our organization, but those that are in formal education, is to provide ways to interact that don't involve a test, don't involve the memorization of discrete knowledge, but the excitement and enthusiasm that comes from discovery.
Thank you, Mark, so much. Be well.
You too. Thank you, Jill.